The production called All the Devils Are Here, How Shakespeare Invented the Villain, has received multiple awards off-Broadway, and it's running at the Shakespeare Theatre Company in the Klein Theatre through December 29th. This has been written and performed by Patrick Page, whom I have on the line from the district. Thank you so much for joining us, Patrick.
Thank you for having me.
If we think of Shakespeare's villains, obviously we think of people like Iago from Othello, Angelo from Measure for Measure, Macbeth. Which are some of the less obvious villains?
I suppose nowadays it's probably less obvious to include Shylock in that list, because we see Shylock's plight from a different angle than the Elizabethans would, perhaps. But Shakespeare was ahead of the game, and he wrote an incredibly multidimensional human being in Shylock, which I think probably shocked the audience in 1596, as they were used to these anti-Semitic caricatures like the Jew of Malta.
As you are indicating, the way that Shakespeare wrote somebody like Shylock, it is a multidimensional character. And obviously you needing to bring out then some of the hidden humanity in these characters that seem so evil. How do you approach that?
I approach it as Shakespeare did. The story of All the Devils Are Here is how Shakespeare grew from someone who used a theatrical convention of pure wickedness into someone who, by the end of his career, 21 years later, is writing fully three-dimensional human beings. So I follow Shakespeare's outline. I look at his text. I excavate what he has already laid into the plays. And in so doing, the audience is able to see the growth, not only of these characters over a period of 20 years, but of Shakespeare himself. The Shakespeare who wrote Titus Andronicus in Henry VI, Part 3, is a completely different man than the Shakespeare who wrote The Tempest in 1611.
Give us insight, then, into somebody like Iago. Why would he behave the way that he did towards Othello?
Well, Iago baffled 400 years of critics because we didn't understand the personality disorder that underlies his behavior. When I was researching that role, when I played it for Michael Kahn at the Shakespeare Theater in 2005, he asked me if I thought Iago was a psychopath, and I didn't really know what that meant, and so I began researching it. And what I found is there is now a diagnostic tool, which was created in 1972 by Dr. Robert Hare, and it's the psychopathy checklist. And what was extraordinary is when I applied this criteria to Iago, it was overwhelming, the number of details that Shakespeare had placed in the text that pointed to this personality disorder. So once I knew that about Iago, and Shakespeare had laid it in so magnificently, then I could approach it. So Shakespeare discovered this psychopath over 300 years before we had any language around that. And so he baffled critics.
Writer and performer Patrick Page is delving into villains. All the Devils Are Here, How Shakespeare Invented the Villain. This is at the Shakespeare Theatre Company in DC through December 29th. There's more at shakespeare theatre.org. Excitingly, Patrick Page is turning this into a book, which will be coming out in 2026. Thank you so much for your work and for talking to us today, Patrick.
Thank you for having me.